Well, over the weekend, a community emergency operations center opened up in a warehouse in North Miami-Dade. WLRN's Kate Stein reports it's part of a growing effort to help Florida neighborhoods be their own first responders after hurricanes.
Before and after Hurricane Irma last year, Valencia Gunder watched in dismay as some people in Miami-Dade and Broward struggled to afford supplies.
I really want to change the culture of that in our communities. I want people to start making this a part of their daily conversations, because if you stay prepared, you won't have to get prepared.
Irma prompted Gunder and other activists to mobilize a network across Florida. They collected donations, hosted cookouts, and provided legal support for more than 23,000 people. Now that model's becoming more formal, with the central hub that opened Saturday and seven smaller ones around Miami-Dade. So far, it's funded by donations to the Miami Foundation's Hurricane Recovery Fund. Miami-Dade Resilience Officer Jim Murley says he'd like to see county commissioners provide funding, too.
They may decide to act on it now that they know that it's up and running.
The Central Hub will offer water and non-perishable food, legal aid, generators, health care, and ice after a hurricane. Gunder says organizers are looking for more volunteers and donations to stock up ahead of potential storms this season. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.